Grace and peace, and welcome to The Way, the Truth, and the Life, where we share the mysteries of Christ, we share the treasury of light, we share the knowledge and wisdom which the Lord has given us in His Word and by His Holy Spirit. May the mind of Christ be with each one who receives these messages, be with each one who comes to the fount of living waters. May the Divine Spirit give each of us ears to hear. And now, today, we're going to examine the mystery of Zion. In this podcast, we are going to explore a very ancient and deep mystery that was known to David and understood by only the inner circle in the school of the prophets. And the witness of that is that the very word and name itself, the very essence and key of this divine spiritual reality, has been historicized, materialized, so that it is no longer purely a light reality, but has become associated with a certain place or a certain tribe or a certain group. But we know from the scriptures that it goes far beyond that. So first, we turn to that lovely expression of Psalm 50 written by Asaph. We know from 1 Chronicles chapter 25 that Asaph was one who was commissioned by David and anointed and who prophesied under his direction and was said to prophesy with the musical instruments, giving us the key understanding that the book of Psalms is a prophetic set of texts, a set of teachings, a set of musical compositions. As Christ himself stated that everything was witnessed about him in the Psalms and the prophets, in the law and the Psalms and the prophets. So we turn to Psalm 50, which is a marvelous mystery of God's people, both prophetic, looking to things to be fulfilled, as well as archetypal, showing us the highest sublime realities. Verse 1, the Mighty One, God, the Lord, or Yahweh, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shone forth. May our God come and not keep silence. Fire devours before him, and it is very tempestuous around him. He summons the heavens and above and the earth to judge his people. Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. In this first section, before the pause for meditation and reflection, to draw in, to drink in, to receive the living word of God. In this first section, we are shown that God can shine forth through this perfect reality. It is only the perfection of beauty, Zion, that is that through which God can shine forth. This perfection of beauty that we're beholding in Asaph's beautiful psalm reminds us of a creation complete, something complete in the beginning and yet filled into completion with its perfection. And this is the reality of Zion, the light creation of the Lord, of Yehovah, of Yahweh. And so it resonates with the completion we see in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, which we behold under the rubric of a glorified Zion. We're not speaking of Zion purely in a poetic sense or identification with an earthly tribe or people, or even a location of that people, a stronghold of that people, but rather the pure, perfected, completed spiritual reality. And so we hear in that the beautiful words from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, that tell us, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord, Yehovah, has risen upon you." Here we see this people upon whom the light has come. This people identified as a woman of Zion collectively, a city collectively, as verse 14 of that same chapter will tell us when we come to that place. But here, the light of the Lord, the light of life, the true light that we see in John chapter 1, the true light that giveth light to every man born into the world, is still shining in the earth and enlightens every man. And eventually each shall come to perfection and completion as that light creation of the Father. So in the midst of that light coming upon the people, what are the conditions overall? Well, as it was in chapter 9 of Isaiah, as it was foretold, the people have dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. As it was at the time that Christ himself came, the Word became flesh and shone in the darkness, so now the true light will come upon the people gathered as part of that mystery of God. And it will be also again darkness. For behold, this is verse 2 of chapter 60, behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, O woman of Zion, and his glory will appear upon you. And nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. We see in this beautiful poetry how, as Jesus said, you are the light of this world, how he sent forth his followers to be the light shining in the darkness, how they were to be, as John said in 1 John chapter 4, as he is, so are we in the world. As he was the light of this world, so are we to be the light of this world. As he showed the higher reality of perfection of beauty of Zion, God's creation, God's people, God's spiritual manifestation, so it is meant to be when the day dawns for the new eon, the new age, the new day. So shall it be that that light will be upon the people of God, and the nations will come to them. Now we see that these are dwelling places of the Lord as we go back into the Psalms and realize that the holy dwelling places of the Lord are like the streams and the river that give glory to the city of God, that give joy to the city of God. And these are, as Isaiah goes on to say later in chapter 60, where he beholds, the glory of Lebanon will come to you, namely to the woman of Zion. This collective reality, this collective consciousness of the mystery of God as a people, a city, a unity. We all join together in oneness. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the juniper, the box tree, and the cypress together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I shall make the place of my feet glorious. But where is the place of the sanctuary in our terms? In terms of the New Testament revelation, the place of the sanctuary is no longer where the temple was torn down. The place of the sanctuary is the temple of the Holy Spirit within. It is God's temple. Do you not, people not know that you are the temple of God and his Spirit dwells within you? So the place of beautification is the kingdom of heaven within. This is where the temple is being made, being forged in spirit, with spiritual reality built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, built upon the foundations that God has laid. Now, those holy ones gathered to him, his loyal ones, his covenantal ones, are being gathered to complete in service to him this spiritual structure, the spiritual architecture, this reality of a unified people of light. And so chapter 60, verse 14, goes on to say, the sons of those afflicted you will come bowing to you, and all those who despised you will bow themselves at the soles of your feet. Now, doesn't this resonate so well with chapter 3 of Revelation, where it said that those of the synagogue of Satan shall come and bow before you, as the Lord said in his address to the church of Philadelphia that John delivered the message to. They will bow themselves at the soles of your feet, and they will call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. So this is not a geographical location, but you, they will bow at your feet. You will be called the city of the Lord. The city is a unity, a place. This is a unique city because this is a community of people that are gathered together in unity, that are drawn and built together in unity, as the psalm, one of the psalms, speaks so clearly. And thus we must find that unity of the faith, as the Apostle Paul proclaimed in his gospel, in his evangelical proclamation, that let there be no divisions among you. Let us grow up into the unity of the faith. And this is what makes for a city joined together in unity. This is what makes for the beauty of love and peace and joy and fellowship. All of the beautiful qualities of God's people unified in love for one another and love for the Father and love for His unique one, His Christ, His anointed. This can only be accomplished by the formation of Christ in each one, until it grows up, as the Ephesians epistle tells us, until it grows up into the fullness of Christ, even Jesus, the head. We are called, and even into the Galatians, Paul said, I am in pains until Christ be formed in you. And so we must follow the prescription and the way of the one who is the way of peace, the one who has brought us the everlasting light, who is the everlasting light. And so we understand that we too must fulfill the words of the prophecy in Luke. And that is something that was spoken by the father of John the Baptist, and was spoken in such a way as to give a synopsis of what is to come, of the one John was preceding. And at the end of that prophecy, which is quite clearly laid out, that this is Zechariah in his prophetic, his priestly office, proclaiming, you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give to his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Not according to their keeping of the law, not according to their own righteousness, but by grace, by the forgiveness of their sins, the release of their iniquity, and their calling into faith, hope, and love to have the righteousness of Christ that they shall become. Continuing on from the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high shall visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Isn't this completely at peace with Isaiah chapter 60, where we saw the dense darkness upon the national groups, upon the peoples, and where we see the light coming upon the faithful, upon those who have joined to Christ, those who are truly called Zion, those who are fitting of the name of Zion, the fitting of the name of Christ, of anointed ones, with the light of God upon them, the dayspring from on high, who comes upon them, who shines upon them. So now we conclude with this brief visitation of this time period that we live in, of what is the people Zion, what is their role, what are they to do? They are to conclude their covenant with thanksgiving, as Psalm 50 states, to make that covenant with the Lord and to shine, to radiate, to empty themselves so they can radiate that pure image of Christ, that light which is still shining in the darkness, that light which is the true light that enlightens every man, that light which is the only one life. And God will be with her at the turning of the morning. And the dwelling places of the Lord, the holy places, his sanctuary. And what is his sanctuary? His sanctuary is within us. His sanctuary is the place where his word is to dwell. As the early Christians stated, that the dwelling place of the word is man and its truth is love. And thus, in the simplicity of the story of the word of life, the story of the coming of Christ over 2,000 years ago, the story of the coming of the Christed people in our time and in these days to come, it is all of one piece. It is the birthing of the mystery of God, the creation of his people and the perfection of that people. And so now as we move through the final days of this season of light of 2022, according to the world's calendar, in these days of the festivals of light of Hanukkah and Christmas and all of the other festivals that hint to or allude to the true light, we realize that beyond all of the stories, the mythologies, the constructions of men, the traditions of men, beyond all of that, there is a true reality that was birthed when light shone in the darkness and now births itself into each and every member of that singularity, of that complete total reality of God's creation, so that every living man and woman should be a reflection of that beautiful image, reflecting as in a mirror the glory of the knowledge of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And so be blessed this holiday season and all the days ahead as Zion prepares for her entry into the new day, an entry time when it will be turmoil and darkness upon the dense darkness upon the national groups and darkness covering the earth. It shall be a time when the very light of Yehovah shall shine upon his people, and they shall radiate out to all the nations of the world, giving glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all men and women of goodwill. In the name of the only begotten Christ, Jesus. Amen.